バイ。
Boom. Yeah, it's the IC ballistic missiles.
Yep, yep.
Okay. Makes sense. Hey, that makes sense.
Oh, no.
Boom. Potatoes.
And he's gone.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Last Call Garage season
six.
Episode
six.
Six. Ooh, double six. Nice.
Satan.
Wait till we get to episode nine.
Got him.
Thanks, Aaron.
Stupid.
I'm Samir.
I'm Arvid.
I'm Wayne.
I'm Aaron.
Can we get some more of that?
Yeah, dude.
Can we get some more of that and some more of that Wayne sexy asthmer?
Look. Hey, asthmer is almost, it just needs an I.
Do you know what the S in? That is, it's basically my name. It's just missing one letter. Asthmer.
Asthmer.
Asthmer, asthmer.
So how was your guys' weeks?
Good. I went to Alice's last weekend.
Oh, I've only eaten at Alice's once.
Oh, I didn't eat at Alice's.
I've never been. I was just talking about it today.
Yeah.
Like, never been there physically or just never eaten?
Either.
Oh.
Wow.
So it's 17, right? That's the...
No, 35.
35, yeah.
Wait, was
what
that...
What the fuck am I thinking about?
I don't have a car that warrants a drive down there.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do that and then eat at Alice's and then... I actually want to go down, like, all the way towards past, like, Scotts Valley.
Mm.
So, like...
Oh, dude, you'll take your Bolt. I'll take the Volvo. We chilling.
Yeah. I mean, I took the Volvo. It handled pretty well. I was with the 2000s, two Miatas, and a Boxster, and I kept up with
them. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. The owner of the Boxster slid into a wall.
Nice.
Yeah. So, we were out at Alice's. Or not even Alice's. We were... probably a mile past La Honda on the 84 on a corner just watching cars go by as we waited for a tow truck.
Nice.
Because nobody wanted to fucking come pick us up. 4 hours. It was nice.
I'm surprised you had cell reception.
We had better cell reception at the corner we were stranded than fucking Alice's because we went up to get sandwiches because we're like, hey, might as well make a day out of it, right?
Sure.
Yeah, but it was a beautiful corner. Lots of nice cars drove by.
Solid wall.
Kind of damp because of all the rain. If it were, if it hadn't rained, he would have totaled the car.
Oh damn!
Yeah, it took off.
Why?
That's not funny. Wayne's timing's on it tonight. Fuck.
Good weekend though. I enjoyed it.
God damn.
I enjoyed it.
Nice.
Yeah, it didn't help the guy who crashed was my boss's boss. But
I don't see how that's bad, though.
It's not. It made me look better, so.
It's true.
Yeah. Anyways, that was my most interesting thing.
Cool. Cool. Wayne, how's your week?
It's a new month.
I don't know why I wasn't expecting your voice to be that deep.
It's a new month.
Nice. Did you hit your sales quota last month, Wayne?
Yeah, I did, but I didn't reach my goal.
Damn, his goal is higher than his quota.
That's generally how it works, yeah.
Wait, is it?
Yeah, why would you have your quota be your goal? That's just a quota.
No.
Yeah.
I'm on a weird boat where I'm just like, what the fuck do you think
our quota is? I was 4 cars away.
Oh,
damn.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have bought 4 cars.
You should just charge them on your credit card and return them next day. Or charge back.
For points. You transfer all those into a new transfer card.
Oh, and keep the points. Genius.
Yeah.
And then issue a charge.
The only thing that's going to, you know, hurt you is your credit score.
That's fine. Just take someone else's.
Yeah.
You're young, dude. You don't own anything. You could declare bankruptcy tomorrow and you'd be fine.
I declare bankruptcy. Well, I'm happy to hear that for you, Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I need to restart from zero.
Yeah, that's how months work. Sales sucks that way.
God damn.
They can be good when you have a bad month.
Mm-hmm.
All right, new month, let's go.
But if you have a good month, then it's a new month. Let's go.
Yeah. All gas, no brakes.
Mm-hmm.
How's your week, Aaron?
Oh, he's cool. I think I could safely say I officially quit nicotine.
Nice.
So
Hey, let me blow this in your face.
No.
I think your body takes all the nicotine out of it.
I know.
Yeah,
what I'm
right
doing.
When it comes out, it's filtered out.
I got you.
And then I'm preparing to go to Hawaii on Tuesday.
Nice.
To stay on Waikiki.
Nice.
I'm like, it's a week, so it's going to be cool. I'd rather be in a smaller island, like less populated island, but.
Honolulu's fun still.
Yeah, I'm trying to go to Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor's tight. What the hell's
what
a, I don't know. I don't know what a harbor is. You said Pearl Harbor.
I had a little bit of a phlegm. It's been cold today, man. I legitimately was drinking hot chalky before I came here.
Nice
hot chalky.
Yeah,
Pearl Harbor is cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've only been the first time that we went to Hawaii, but it was cool.
Mm.
Make sure you get on the boat and go out to the memorial that's in the water for the Arizona.
Okay.
That's really cool. You look down, you can still see the oil coming out of the boat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's pretty crazy.
I didn't rent a car except for the day of, because I'm going for a destination wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So what steered me away was just how expensive the rental car process is in Hawaii. It's nuts.
Just rent those scooters.
Yeah.
Could
I
do
just
that.
Have to do that.
They're like $30 for the day or something like that.
Get a U-Haul.
That too. That actually, that's not a bad idea.
For $19.95, you can rent that motherfucker.
Show up at a wedding at a U-Haul.
That's dope. Do some donuts.
But other than that, been pretty busy. Jackie's been like studying pretty hard, and then I've been also trying to get like a promotion at my job, so I've been studying up on a new role. So that's that. Been listening to a lot of classical music again.
Can you hit us with some of your favorite tunes? Just sing them out loud.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sammy, how about you?
I've had a pretty good week. Last weekend, I took the Volvo to Sonoma. For the Fanatec GT World Challenge races. They had a doubleheader weekend, so we went on Saturday. That was tight. Did well the whole way, except I got a little bit of brake fade when we got to Napa. We were stuck in so much traffic. I got new wheels for the Volvo.
Nice.
I just bought some, like, 17-inch Volvo wheels from a tow yard.
Mm-hmm.
It had tires on it.
Have your parents seen the Volvo?
Yeah, they've seen it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll show you a picture. It actually looks really good with just the wheels. I put slightly smaller springs in the front, so it's a little bit lower in the front only.
Nice.
But it looks really good with the 17s.
It's tight.
Yeah.
That looks good.
These wheels are absolutely beat to shit, but they're $250 with tires, so
you can't really beat that.
Yeah. They were also filthy when I got it, and so I went to O'Reilly's, bought some wheel cleaner and a brush, and they're very clean.
Nice.
Even the barrels, everything just fucking came off like it was nothing.
Jesus.
I don't remember the brand of the wheel cleaner, but it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I painted the calipers rose gold.
Nice.
Nice.
Just because
nice.
I could.
That's tight.
You know what? It's a classy color for a classy car.
Yeah.
So how do you like the Volvo life, Sammy?
Honestly, I don't get to drive it that much because there's some issues that I have to fix with it. Like when I did the springs in the front, I bought all new struts and everything, so I didn't take apart the rears. I just pulled it out and put in the new assembly. Or the front, sorry. What I didn't know, because it doesn't show up on SF or Worldpack or IMC or anything, because it's a special order Volvo part only, is the strut spacer that goes on the top and holds the bearing.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it in without the bearing.
Mm-hmm.
So the spring moves, and it clunks around in there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I still drove it to Sonoma like that. I don't really care. But doing that this weekend, or this week, this coming week, because I bought new control arm bushings and ball joints and tie rods and everything, so kind of do a full front end refresh and then
nice
be done with it and hopefully do my rear coilovers. So yeah, pretty good week. Some changes in the works, but nothing I want to talk about just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool. Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear.
I've been tempted to get an older car. I forget the generations for Mercedes, but it's the, like, 99, 2000s Mercedes E-Class.
Mm-hmm.
I really like those. Especially the wagons, too.
the fried egg headlights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Those are cool.
Well, even the one that replaced that too, it still had that fried egg. Just a little more bubbly or bulbous.
It's more of a modern fried egg.
Yeah, those are cool too. Like an 05.
A little sunny side up fried egg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Why?
Why do I like them?
No, like why have you been? Or I'm assuming you're thinking about getting one of those.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I'd like to have an older car too. And I just saw one at a parking lot, and then there I was for 2 hours looking at Craigslist and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You still in the parking lot?
Facebook Marketplace.
Marketplace, yeah.
Sammy, I think I'm gonna need you to help me.
With?
I need to buy a 240.
SX? Z?
Volvo.
Oh. Dude, there's plenty of them for sale.
Yeah, I want to get one now.
Yeah, absolutely. As long as you don't want a turbo one, it's fine.
Oh, wait. What's wrong with turbos?
They're hard to find.
I could hold out for a Turbski.
Or you could just put together a turbo motor separately. They're pretty cheap.
Mm.
I mean, you could turbo the stock motor, I'm assuming. I mean, they're like Legos, right? So you just put the right head on.
That's true. I just don't want to run into smog issues.
Fair. Oh, yeah. Those are nice.
Hopefully the new smog doesn't come out.
They're dropping a new smog?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Damn.
They're thinking about dropping a new way to smog.
What?
Like how so?
Biometric.
Biometric.
Do they stick the fucking probe up your ass?
The fucking car. Not
how does that change for star smog? I'm assuming they physically cannot change that.
I don't know. I think it's every time you smog, you have to have, you have to take a photo of the car being smog.
I see.
And the smog person has to do a 5-finger scan in order to get the software loaded.
What if they have no hands?
That's fucking dumb.
Yeah.
It's fucking ableist is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the problem is that what happens if you're broke? I assume all that isn't cheap.
Yeah, what the fuck? I got my registration the other day. It was $700.
Man, fuck. Holy shit. Seriously?
Yeah.
Your registration's more than me?
Yeah. It was like $693.
Oh.
Yeah, mine was around there, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Fuck. You're taxing. Never buying a new car. Fuck that.
You just have to smog it, though.
Yeah.
You have 8 years.
No oil changes, either.
It's true. I was briefly, I cannot stress how brief this was, entertaining the idea of getting an E90 M3.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're about 25 grand right now for a decent one. And that could be a pretty decently low car payment. But if my commute changes, that is not a good car to commute in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, and I get that. You already have the good cars.
Yeah. I do still want to trade the Passat for something else further down the line, but something equally as economical, at least, because I don't see myself needing a fast daily ever.
A Prius.
Yeah, honestly, I'd probably get like a second-gen Prius. Or something, you know.
Second gen.
Yeah, like the one Sandy has.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like my parents used to have. Because I really like those, actually.
Third gen.
Is that third gen? You're right, it's third gen. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, third. Because Anthony is a second gen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You won't go first gen, bro.
I would if it was easy to find. That's not broken.
Go to Berkeley.
You know what actually popped up for sale the other day? Was a Honda Insight. Like the OG Insight.
With the fucking side skirts?
With the lithium battery swap.
Nice.
And a 40% hack. And it was a 5-speed. They wanted like $8,000. And it had like 260,000 miles.
Dude, nice. Broken in.
Honestly, I don't even have the money. I heavily considered like, man, maybe I should look at Insights. When I got the Passat, actually maybe it was after I got the Passat when I was thinking about selling it. I was looking at the CRZs for a while.
I remember you telling me
that. Yeah.
I don't like how they look.
I kind of got over that quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if I wanted a CRZ, I'd just get a CRX for cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
The cooler.
Hatch
those hybrids?
CRZs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Available in manual, too.
And you can add a TRD supercharger on it.
On a Honda?
You might be thinking of the CHR, which is the...
There's one of those companies that had it.
I'm sure someone makes it. Someone's got to make a supercharger for those things. Like Mugen or something.
Mugen.
Yeah. So you're thinking about getting an old car?
Maybe not with an apartment lifestyle that I have.
It's tough.
But I'd like one.
If you had a second place to park it, would you get it?
Don't you have a
Because I feel like that's the biggest issue, apart from the startup cost of just straight up buying it. The other issue is where you're going to park it consistently.
You could leave it in your mom's house.
No.
Can I leave a car at your mom's house?
You can leave a car outside my place if you want in San Jose.
Oh, nice.
There's no street cleaning or anything. Car can sit there.
Because I can't keep a car at my house.
Yeah.
You can keep it at the spinner lot.
Every time I pass by the Audi dealership, I tell people, Wayne, my friend Wayne has a car on the roof.
Nice.
Don't believe me.
Oh, no, it's not there. It's at the other lot.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm still going to tell him that.
Yeah. If you want to keep a car there.
Nice.
There's already a boat in there. So
what?
Yeah, our coworker, he bought a boat and he's been fixing it up until he can get it registered and seaworthy. So it's been parked there.
Seaworthy.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
Where's the near sea, Wayne?
Like the Red Sea?
No, no.
I don't know. The Purple Sea?
Purple Sea.
No, no. This.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Fucking nailed that one, dude. That must be a good one that you're not getting out.
It's not good. That's why.
Saved.
Sargasso.
What?
It's a type of sea. See, look, it's not funny.
It's not funny. You're right. Nobody knows what the hell you're talking about.
The Sargasso Sea.
But do you see yourself getting a second car anytime soon?
Anytime soon? No.
Maybe when you move. Different living situation.
Oh, yeah. If I have a house, I'm getting like 3 cars.
Yeah, if you have a house, you just kind of have to. Yeah. You got the space, you might as well use it.
In a boat.
I don't think I'm a boat kind of guy.
But go to Washington, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
My E3 is still available.
No, I don't want that. Sorry.
Honestly, could I borrow it?
What? Okay. I don't know that I'm going to buy a manual car anytime soon.
Yeah, I just want to drive a manual car, and I figured if I could borrow Wayne's, that's all I need.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can drive it around the lot.
It's not registered.
It's not registered.
That's okay.
Took the plates off ready.
Slap a dealer plate on and drive it.
Exactly. I'll put the Volvo plates on. It's good.
I do have a dealer plate.
You can't be detained unless you do something bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. I see people driving with old registration all the time.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Just color it in Sharpie.
Sure.
Get a dash cam and sue them after.
Mm-hmm.
They stop you.
Or you can just use a dealer plate.
That works too. Although I feel like you might get in trouble if I got caught doing something stupid.
I don't know where you got it.
What about the car? You don't know where you got the car? It's your car.
It's not going to work. Yeah. I'll stop that right there. Yeah.
The logistics are not logisticating.
Yes.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can in that scenario. I don't think they really need you to say anything.
Yeah, we have like evidence right here. This is literal evidence. Exhibit 1.
Usually they go A, B, and C, but sure.
No, they go 1A. Got so much evidence against this guy.
Hey, I just want to talk. Shout outs to all our Belgianites. What's the denominator for a person from Belgium?
Belgians.
Fucking nailed it, dude.
I'd like to thank the Belgians for listening to this podcast.
And they're not listening anymore now. You call them Belgianites.
You never know.
No, I do. I have a pretty strong feeling.
But I just want to shout out, you know, our Belgies.
Jesus, that might be worse.
I don't think they'd like that. When you say, hey, bud.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, bud.
Yeah, that's not going to fly.
That's okay. They're European.
I hate being called boss.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I like using the word boss.
I don't like it. Anthony calls me boss all the time. It's like, Anthony, you know me. You know my name.
Just a nice little, like, you know.
What if you're at the kebab shop and he calls you big man?
Thanks for reminding me. When I went to pick up those Volvo wheels, the dude popped out of the tow truck and he was like, you Samir, you're here to pick up the wheels? I was like, yeah. And he started speaking in Spanish. And I was like, sorry, dude, I don't speak Spanish. He was like, oh, you look Latino, so I just figured you'd speak. I was like, well, I am. I just don't speak it. And then Tuesday, I went to Falafel Corner I walked in the door, and the dude looks at me and goes, "Mobile order for Samir." Like, how the fuck did you know that? There were other people in the building. I don't know how you can so accurately get two different scenarios that work perfectly.
I like how they know your order, but the Chipotle around the corner has still no idea who I am.
How often do you go to Chipotle?
They gave me an award for second place in the area.
Oh my
Jesus Christ!
Who's first? I think on principle you have to find him and beat his ass. I don't know.
No, it's just easy. I just order my phone when I have time. Just walk over there, pick it up. I don't have to think about it.
Dude, Chipotle's expensive though.
Wayne's making that quota money.
No. Making that walk for the walk.
Exactly.
It's just whatever's faster.
Bro,
but Subway's right there too, right?
Yeah, Subway closed.
Oh, R.I.P.
Yeah.
Panda's right next to you too, right?
Yeah, but I didn't cross the street. Oh, I had to wait for the light.
Well, you got Chick-fil-A.
That's even farther a walk.
There it is. That's like a block and a half.
That's okay. Wayne's strong.
Can't you just go through the back, all the parking lot?
I can, but I still need to walk.
Yeah, was that Hive Solutions that's right there? You can just walk through their lot.
Is that a scooter?
Open still?
I don't know. You knew someone that worked at Hive, right?
What?
Didn't, what's her face? What's her name?
This is the first time I'm hearing about Hive Solutions.
Yeah, what do they do?
It's HYVE, Hive?
No idea.
Are you serious? I could have sworn you knew someone that worked there.
Yves.
What's her name? Was it Ruby? Someone from Berkeley. I don't know.
What the hell?
Aaron never met
some
Berkeley.
Some woman from Berkeley. I got her Instagram. I'll fucking find her.
Jesus Christ.
I was friends with her too, okay?
Maybe it's just you, not him. Why is there a USB-C out there on your
Lupe, that's what it was. Didn't Lupe work there?
No.
Where'd she work? I could have sworn she worked there.
Lattice.
Lattice. I know that place.
Interesting.
It filters water.
The USB-C. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a UV filter.
I see.
Yeah, you got to charge the light. So we were talking about missiles earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have this pretty, this actually pops into my mind pretty frequently. I remember hearing something about like going to school during the Cold War and having, you know, atomic bomb drills and stuff. And like the rule of thumb.
When was that?
Was that if it's bigger than your thumb.
You're fucked.
You're fucked. But realistically, if you see it, you're fucked.
Wait,
so in my mind, what?
When was the Cold War?
Like from like the 1960s.
I want to say ended in like 69.
It ended ended when the USSR crashed.
Yeah, with the Berlin Wall. When was that? It was like the late 80s.
Nineties.
Yeah, because like there.
Yeah.
Oh, you were referencing something.
Yeah, the Cold War.
Oh, I was so confused. I was like,
yeah, my boy Nikki Khrush.
I was like,
Jackie Kennedy.
I was thinking, I was like, how does Sammy know about this? The space race ended in 69.
Yeah.
Anyway. I have this really irrational fear. I actually think it's pretty rational, but that I'm just going to be driving one day and I'm just going to see a mushroom cloud and I'm just fucked. Like, I don't even know what I'm going to do then.
Drive faster.
My boy, one time we were smoking in Alameda right by the boats and the docks.
Mm-hmm.
When we're thinking about it, it's like, what if you just saw a big fucking explosion right now? You have exactly 7 seconds just to kind of review your life. What do you do? That's that fear. It's like the, oh, well, that's it.
Take your pants off.
It happens. Like, the longer you're waiting for it, the scarier it gets.
Right. Just start beating your meat. 7 seconds, plenty of time.
Well, do I have lotion next to me?
Wayne was super close to hitting a sound effect right there. You got spit.
Yeah. Dude.
Ooh, good point.
Got a mushroom cloud. You're going to be lactating or whatever.
Now, do you hock a loogie?
Lactating?
Or do you just lick your hand?
Hold on. Lactating?
That's not the...
Why would I be lactating?
Do you understand how men work?
What does it they say about the platypus?
Oh, you can make custard out of platypus ingredients.
What?
Because they lactate
No. Is that what you're thinking of?
I don't know why. I just thought about it because they heard about lactating and it's like, I just realized platypus, you can eat the eggs and also lactate. So you can drink milk and eggs.
Okay. Yeah, or make forever. Custard.
I've never once heard anyone. I've been on the internet for a long time.
It's self-sufficient.
I don't think that's the word I was looking for.
So what Aaron is trying to say is that we just got to find some platypuses.
Mm-hmm.
Platypi. Platypuses.
Yeah, and just have a bunch of them.
What is it? Is it, is it platypus or platypi?
I think it's platypus.
Yeah, like fish. Yeah,
look, there's seven platypus.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds great.
Yeah, we're just out of a farm, and all we have, no cows, just platypus.
Yeah, you don't got to worry about atomic bombs.
Exactly.
You got eggs, you got your protein, you got some milk for calcium. There you go, good.
What you're saying is making a lot of sense to me right now. Now, the trouble is, how are we going to get platypi in California? Oh, fuck that. How are we going to get platypi in this country?
I don't know, dude. 7 seconds already up. I'm already dead.
I have an answer.
Oh, no.
We go to Australia.
In 7 seconds.
That's your fucking genius idea?
Yeah.
No shit.
Well, no. This only works if you have the platypus here. So the 7 seconds deal, right?
Yeah, but we don't have that here.
Yeah, so we have to go. We have to prepare for this scenario.
So we're dead.
If you're in Australia, is it -7 seconds?
No, it's just upside down. It's L seconds.
Oh, it's L seconds.
It already happened.
Yeah. Well, it didn't warn us either.
Oi.
Does it really take 7 seconds?
No, 7 seconds, it was just an arbitrary number.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah, and it all depends on how far away you are from.
Yeah, you could be instantly vaporized, but it's
if you know, I've told you guys about Wendy Goon, right?
Yeah.
He had that video on, I feel like I should know his name, the Japanese person who worked in that nuclear facility plant.
Oh, Fukushima?
No,
the other one where he accidentally obliterated his own body.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Huh?
So what happens? May I, Aaron?
Yeah.
So there's this dude, Japanese dude, working in a shady Japanese nuclear power plant. And I guess...
Or they make the components for power plants.
Yeah.
Okay.
The good stuff, you know. And I guess he wasn't in protective gear and the protective shielding like failed or whatever. And his entire body just got flooshed with radiation, right? And radiation goes through
your... Did he just melt?
No, he didn't melt. All of his DNA just died.
Damn.
So, but he was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And so essentially from that moment, he was dead because his body stopped reproducing cells.
Right.
And so... Japan did what Japan did best and studied him. They kept him alive for, like, I want to say a couple months.
That's crazy. Okay. So when I first heard about the story, it seemed like a horror experimental thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's, like, new light, I suppose you can say. And the doctors only agreed to keep him alive because the family wanted to.
Oh, okay.
But the doctors were like, hey, like... He's not going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the family kind of like broke down, they're like, okay, this is it. Don't bring him back to life.
Mm-hmm.
So.
83 days.
Okay, so at least they were moral about it.
Yes, yeah, they were. Yeah. And they brought in every single expert around the world and gave him a lot of like proper treatments, like above and beyond. They went above and beyond, in for the family and everything.
That's good.
And the family made, it's like super off tangent now, but like they made origami. Well, and the origami's still there.
Oh, cool.
So nice.
Anyway, hearing about that 7 second shit.
Against his will.
What's it?
Against his will.
Yeah, no, that's...
Well, it can't be his will.
Yeah, I know.
His brain's dead. No, it's pretty dead.
But, yeah, he gets a lot of... Well, the doctors get a lot of flack, and the family does too.
Mm-hmm.
But...
And at the end of the day, it's their decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know the advances in medical science. Now we know what happens when you're...
Yeah.
When you get absolutely fried.
I mean, that's the only... Realistically, the only... moral way to go about it. Otherwise, you would never have any of that information.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
Yeah, nuclear shit's scary.
Yeah. But nuclear power plants, we need them.
We do.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that like 2 episodes ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we were.
I might have even been the last episode.
No. Last episode, this was the one where the three of us were there.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Because I feel like we touched on it a little bit when we were at Aaron's house 2 weeks ago.
Huh, I don't remember. But yeah, nuclear power, good stuff. Just don't do a Chernobyl deal. By the way, great miniseries.
It is. Yeah. I really like that series.
That's on HBO?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was one... There's one...
A Chernobyl.
Yeah. It's really good. But there was the end of an episode where... I don't remember if they were going underground. Mm-hmm. They had to go through the tunnels or something.
Oh, the miners, right?
Yeah. And then it just cuts to black, and all you hear is a Geiger counter for like a solid 30 seconds. And then the credits roll, and I was like,
holy shit, that was wild.
Yeah. All the imagery in the movie, like every scene that they framed, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the one.
It's really good. You should watch it.
Yeah. You know the guy with the raspy ass voice? He's one of my favorite actors. Loved how he acted in the series.
Yeah. That's pretty old. It came out like maybe 5 years ago or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. It was like one of the first miniseries they had on HBO, I think.
Fucking hit it right out the bat.
Yeah, seriously.
Park. I don't like how the segmentation in shows right now with different
different
subscriptions
streaming
and streaming platforms. Yeah.
What?
4 years ago.
Oh, nailed it. It's interesting because it's similar to how DirecTV worked, or just like Comcast, or you know, any of those satellite TVs.
Yeah,
you had to pay for extra channels, and then eventually Netflix came out and just destroyed that, and now everything's splitting again, and then it's going to come back together again at some point. It's just the cycle that we're in.
Well, I know that if you have Hulu, you can add-ons
mm-hmm.
to other places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do that with Amazon, too.
Yeah.
I think Amazon has, like, Boomerang.
They have Peacock.
Peacock.
Showtime.
Showtime, that's what it was. Mm-hmm.
Isn't there also, like, YouTube TV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron has.
It's pretty good.
You've had it for a long time.
A long time. But they said they weren't going to change the price for early adopters, and then they did.
Hmm.
And they recently did it again. It's like $72 a month now.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's pretty. Well, I mean, if you have no other subscriptions.
But I split with five people, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's not that bad.
And the good thing about YouTube TV is that you can record everything. Like, if you just have, like, Simpsons, which has all seasons, it's like 34 seasons, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You click one episode to record, it records everything.
Really?
It's unlimited DVR. So X-Files,
mm-hmm.
Anytime the X-Files come up, it'll just record it.
That's cool.
There's no limit either.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's cool.
Is there any limitations for shows that you can't see on there?
You can't see on there. Not unless, like, for example, there was a movie recently that I had in my library, and then the updated version is now on Showtime or Stars, and then it said I had the old version I could still see,
mm-hmm.
which would have been deleted in like a week, or watch the new ones on and buy Stars.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only problem. So if a streaming platform kind of
takes back the rights,
takes back the right, yeah. Then otherwise, free real estate. Wow, that didn't
fuck.
You've never seen that gif? It's free real estate.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of why I said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arvin, you got any irrational fears? I feel like you have a few.
I'm scared of whales.
Whales?
Whales.
Whales.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that one.
Yeah, I'm terrified of whales.
Is it just the existence of whales?
Yeah,
or
I don't
like
trust
your general proximity to whales?
All of the above.
Really?
I don't trust dark holes in the ground. People can fall in them, bro. I don't want to.
Have you ever seen a whale?
I have seen whales. My dad almost pushed me down one.
Okay, well, I found where your fear is coming
from. Well, what happens if you see a well and you have a flashlight and you can see the bottom of it?
Good question.
Why would I go to the well?
Well, you said
it's an irrational fear. Okay, I'm not that close to it.
Yeah, but you just said it was the fear of a dark hole.
Yeah.
But if you flash it, you get to see everything.
Yeah, but it's still like murky. There's water.
Okay. Okay. Let's say wells don't exist ever. Caves?
I want to go caving. That seems kind of cool.
Okay, well, it's the same basic principle, though.
But it's kind of like horizontal.
Well, there's some caves that go down. Oh,
that's true. Not a thing. I'm actually terrified of caves, but I want to go into them. It'd be like going back into the womb.
Like
cold and jagged, right?
No, the womb is warm.
I don't know that wombs are generally jagged.
Well.
Well. I'm also scared of needles.
Yeah, but a lot of people are. That's not something.
Yeah, just look away. And then the doctor goes boop 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 boop.
Irrational fears.
Or they just like pinch you on the other arm and they stick out.
Look at that.
Yeah. Because what Michelle does when she's needling me,
mm-hmm.
if it's in a very sensitive area that she knows that I'm gonna have a reaction to, she'll just go near it and she'll pinch me while she puts it in.
Mm.
And I don't ever feel it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I do want to try acupuncture, so maybe I'll have to be pinched.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Acupuncture is also not that bad because if you don't see it going in, you don't really generally feel anything under the skin.
Mm.
Just feel like a little tiny pinch on your skin and then that's it. It doesn't go that deep. It's like maybe a fingernail deep. I see. Most cases.
Hmm. Your skin's thicker.
That's true. Oh, I have another one. I'm scared of people living in my walls.
Okay, that's definitely irrational.
Like, we have my sister's in her room. There's like a crawl space in an attic. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's people living up there. And it scares me.
Do you have any evidence of it?
No.
All right.
Just like weird noises at night, but that's probably
things
just...
Things that go bump in the night.
Yeah.
Could it be attributed to wood creaking?
Yeah.
Wait, you just have bumps?
And the house settles up.
You don't hear someone going, hey. That's what explains
the
Oregon
inside.
Trip.
Huh?
Your Oregon trip?
What do you mean?
When you went to that cabin?
Oh. Oh my God. Yeah, that was terrifying.
Yeah, I think...
Because I have a bunch of cats in my neighborhood, and...
They're not people.
No.
Whoa. Cats are people, too.
But it'll be like the middle of the night, right? And all I hear is just footsteps on the roof, just walking really fast.
Yeah, we get that a lot, too. Because our place actually has an attic, but we don't ever go in it because it's shared with the other top floor units. So there's like four other units that have access to the attic. And our neighbor has a cat whose name is Mustache. If you guys haven't seen him, he's got a mustache.
Nice.
And dude has some fucking zoomies up there sometimes.
How does the cat get in the attic?
No, he leaves his window open and he goes into his house and
I see.
Up and climbs up there. Hmm. Pretty sure there's rats up there too, or mice. So he just goes up there and chases them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I saw that one video of like that lady living in a dude's like air vent. She would come out at night and like eat his food and go back in.
I've seen that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That shit fucking creeps me out, bro. I was like,
no, that's fair. It's definitely creepy.
Yeah.
It's not likely to happen, but it's creepy.
I don't know.
So what were you going to say? I wasn't thinking about my fear. No, but you said something about his Oregon trip, and you were about to say something, and then Wayne said he has a lot of cats.
Yeah.
No, it just reminded me because he heard something at night.
Mm-hmm.
No, he saw something at night.
No, it was I heard something in the morning when nobody was awake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was somebody saying, hey, to me.
I thought you also saw someone.
Hey.
No, my... No, I didn't see anything. I don't. Yeah, if I saw something, I probably would have shat my pants and died.
Fair.
Yeah. Rest in peace. But yeah, 10 out of 10. We should go back to that cabin. You could see Mount Hood from like the hip little yard. It's beautiful.
Cool. Was it yard or deck or patio?
There was all
balcony.
There was all of those.
All right.
Yeah.
Could you see it from all of them?
You could see it from the deck. You know, deck patio sort of deal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, mostly the yard.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Not the balcony.
I don't know.
The best vantage point.
I didn't go up to the balcony.
What the...
I didn't have any business
By
there.
Principle, if you walk into a building with a balcony, the first place you have to go is the balcony.
Fuck, you're right. It was birthday weekend. I was thinking about other things.
Anyway, no. Any place you go to...
Shitter.
Shitter.
When you first enter the house, is just you trying to get to the balcony.
Yeah, that's a balcony I noticed.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes?
What's your irrational fear?
Rational or irrational?
Irrational.
Ear.
Mm.
Bless you.
Well, I have a stupid fear because I'm not scared of heights. I can be up. I can be this, like doing some stupid shit.
You're just scared of
looking
falling.
Down. No. I'm scared of being on the ground looking up in like a really tall building.
Reverse heights.
Dude.
Oh,
should
you're
not.
Afraid of it's not even depths. What is that?
He's scared of Australians.
like for example, when I was a kid and I was during mass, I would, you know,
sure.
Church, right? It's tall. I would look up and I'd be like, oh shit. It'd be really scary to be up there. But they have a balcony. And I'd be up there all the time during mass. I'm like, oh shit, look at all the people. Like, I wouldn't give a shit when I'm up there. Same thing when I'm like, you know, in like mountains areas,
yeah.
Mountain areas or whatever. Like, I just don't give a shit. Or even the, what is that called? The Seattle, the tower, the big.
Oh, the Space Needle.
Space Needle. Yeah. They have the diagonal glass.
Mm-hmm.
And I was laying on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dead ass. I just didn't give a shit.
So you're scared of the concept of height?
No.
So
the other... and then also, if you
I accidentally get shot up to space, that would freak the fuck out of me. Like reverse gravity, like just slowly going up. I'd be like, oh, hell, don't come back down now.
Okay, so
I don't know what it is.
So let's put this into perspective.
I'm grounded, bro. That's what
I'm saying. My bad.
Top of the Grand Canyon, standing on the edge, perfectly fine.
Yep, exactly.
Bottom of the Grand Canyon.
I could take a piss right at the edge of Grand Canyon.
Bottom of Grand Canyon, you're having anxiety.
Because you're looking up.
I don't know. See, I don't know. I don't know what triggers it.
Interesting. Because I was just thinking, how do you walk around like downtown San Francisco? Because there's skyscrapers.
Yeah.
You just look up.
I'd just be scared. If I was Spider-Man and I was up swinging from building to building, I'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to like, oh, I got to go up there. Like, that'd be the worst of it. Starting would be the worst.
How do you?
I don't know. It seems to trigger during enclosed spaces.
I see.
Like, I don't know.
So maybe you're just claustrophobic. What about elevators?
Elevator's fine.
What if you were on an elevator with a clear ceiling?
But he's not going up. The elevator is.
Yeah, but if he's at the bottom and he looks up, is that a problem? Because it's enclosed space and you got height.
I don't know. I can't picture it.
It's like those elevators that are like the hotels that are clear.
Or like New Park Mall.
Mm-hmm. And you go up. Especially ones that they go up pretty fast.
I don't.
Oh.
You see. Like for you, the thought of Wells starts making you kind of like, I really don't want to think. You
know, yeah, I don't want to think about Wells. Like,
for me, it's like, hey, it's. But I know if I look up, I'm just like, oh, fuck.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I don't. When I was a kid, anything that was like really silent or like really silent, really quiet would amplify. Did you ever? You ever have that?
It's like unsettling. It's, yeah.
Unsettling.
I don't think I ever have that.
Yeah, turn the volume a little bit higher or lower.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's like the only thing. It almost sounded like voices. It didn't sound natural.
Mm-hmm.
So if your music was too low, and it's the only thing you hear, like it starts to get, quote unquote, louder in your head,
mm-hmm.
but you can't hear it very well.
I don't think I've ever experienced that.
Okay. It's a shitty fucking feeling.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Well, you know, there's that room, right? The quietest room in the world. Like, you can't stay more than an hour in said room.
Yeah, because then you go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you just hear everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your blinks.
Yeah. Fuck it. I kind of want to try that out, though.
Did you know every time you blink, your eyes just go, blink.
Dude, I never
You just can't
that.
Hear it over.
Blink. Wow.
And every time your heart beats, it just says, beep.
Damn. It just goes heart. Heart. Heart.
Is it so when you have a heart attack, it goes beep?
What?
What it,
no, it just goes ow.
Fuck, dude.
Fuck. Shit hurts.
Fuck.
Dead.
But yeah, we should do that challenge, dude.
Did Wayne say he's irrational fear?
No, he didn't.
Wayne doesn't seem like he has fears. Things fear Wayne.
No, Wayne has fears.
Snake.
Yeah, I hate falling.
Falling.
So like
skyscrapers are fine. Looking up is fine. Looking down is fine. Yeah,
that's just normal.
What about like
you
that?
You're dying.
Yeah, that's a rational fear. No.
What about like that feeling when you're in bed, and you just feel like you're falling, and you just fucking shake yourself awake?
No.
I should kind of dig that feeling.
I miss it. I don't get it that much anymore. Yeah, I used to be afraid of heights. I still kind of am, but I just get a little uneasy around certain heights.
Mm-hmm.
But skydiving really took that out of me.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
Went skydiving?
I did go skydiving.
Nice. Yeah.
Like almost exactly a year ago.
I wouldn't want to do skydiving because I don't like vertical Gs.
Mm.
It's not a fear thing.
You don't really feel it, though.
Oh, I suppose you're right.
Yeah.
Because you start at a certain point that... The velocity.
You feel it as soon as you jump, but then you don't really feel much after that because it's kind of sensory overload, especially if your skydiver was like mine where he's just spinning. And so you really just don't have any bearing of where you are and what's happening.
Mm.
And it's all over very quickly. And then you get yanked up by your fucking groin and it hurts like hell.
No. My friend passed out because of that.
Yeah, dude, that shit hurts. It's no joke.
It should let you know. It's like, brace your core.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just...
No, it's like, not even if it's your core. It really just yanks underneath your thigh.
Yeah.
It feels like it's pinching. Mm. It hurts.
Nice.
Yeah. But it's cool. Other than that, you guys should try it out.
Yeah. You know, there's a way you can avoid that feeling.
Not skydiving.
No, no, no. Just stop pulling the parachute.
Oh, yeah.
Smart. I'll tell you after the podcast why I don't like vertical G's too. But it's TMI on the podcast.
What? How can...
I hate being in the ocean.
Ocean? Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, here's the deal real quick. I'm not scared of water. I don't know how to swim. And you've attested to this.
Yeah.
It's a pretty stupid, like...
Aaron's like the dude, like he... If he goes too far out, he's dead. But he's like, I'm going to go as far as I fucking can.
I don't know what it is.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
I was never taught.
You don't need to know how to swim. It's easy.
Wait, what?
It's easy. Drowning is like...
What is that sentence?
When you need to, you'll just kick in. It just got me thinking. I like the ocean. I like being in the ocean. I like being in swimming pools, but fuck a lake, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Lakes are kind of scary.
Dude, what about like man-made lakes?
Okay.
Lakes are scary.
Lakes are scary because I'm scared of crocodiles and alligators.
Fair.
Snapping turtles.
They just snap, though.
Yeah, but they're like... but they're strong.
What about jazz hands turtles?
Ooh, I can work with that.
The good thing about most turtles is you can kind of see them coming.
No, no, not those snappy boys.
I said most.
How do you know? You seen one?
Only on the internet.
Exactly.
But, okay, murky ass water. Like,
sure. Yeah, yeah.
If you can't see the bottom, I'm a little sketched out.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
The same goes for the ocean. Just the thought of being in it, not being able to see in the bottom. Oh, dude, lakes are the worst.
Yeah, lakes are way worse.
What about the ocean in like Hawaii? Because that's pretty clear. You can see the bottom in most cases.
Yeah. That. As long as I can see the bottom of it.
Okay. Nice. But salt water is nice because you kind of float naturally. Because you're still less dense than salt water. Mm-hmm. Like water, you're sinking. You'll die, right?
Or you could just float.
Yeah.
Or just tread water.
I got too much muscle, so.
Bullshit.
Almost drowned in a lake a couple years ago.
I wasn't able to float when Jamil was...
Yeah, but you just need to practice floating. Yeah, I mean, once you know how to float.
And like logically, like he gave me a good lesson where it was like, try to get to the bottom of the, or to the floor of the pool. And you can't, which means you're floating.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of
staying on top,
it's a different story. Yeah, I couldn't get it to snap.
Sink or swim, right? Mm. You were sinking.
Well, technically not.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a...
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible some people float like an inch underwater. Like some people just can't float on top naturally. Like a whale.
I know. Last summer, I spent on a lake. It was fun, but we were on paddleboards, so that's fine.
Yeah, rafting's fun.
Yeah.
I don't get people that go like swimming in lakes.
I don't either.
I get lakes for like water sports or like kayaking or boating.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there's that little section of every lake that's like cordoned off for like a swimming section. Those people are lunatics.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you swimming in that dirty ass water?
Because it's fun.
And 9 times out of 10, they're the people making the water dirty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is lake tea?
Ooh.
Huh?
We were talking about...
Wayne has no idea what's coming at him.
It has to be. Well, the whole ocean's a tea, basically.
Yeah. It's still...
Yeah, it's called human blend.
Okay, because like the humans steep in the water, right? Adding the flavor.
Mm-hmm. So what isn't tea, then?
Can you make cold tea?
You can.
Yeah.
I have cold brew tea at home.
Okay, but what I mean is at any point, the temperature to create this tea didn't increase from the base temperature.
Oh, I see.
You didn't brew it.
You didn't activate
the
tea leaves.
Heat to brew it.
Well, the Pacific is cold iced tea.
Yeah, what I'm saying is...
You didn't add tea to brew it.
No, you didn't add heat to brew it.
Oh, yeah.
It cold steep tea, but
it
takes like forever.
Cold brew.
No, mine does not take that long.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've got some... was it? It's not London Fog. That's the...
Oh, wait. You guys are talking about different teas.
Yeah.
What is it? It's Ahmad tea. I have some of their cold brew passion fruit black tea.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit's like instantly brewed.
Interesting.
Room temperature water, cold water, doesn't matter. That shit is instant.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess it's got a low friction coefficiency.
I mean, you do still have to steep it. Otherwise, it'll just congregate at the bottom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's really weird to see tea have separation. But, yeah, it's good. Cold brew tea is cool. So, again, everything's tea.
Yeah.
It's literally not possible to, I mean, regular water. I guess if you add minerals, it's tea.
Yeah. Well, and all water has minerals except for distilled shit.
Yeah. What about fluoride? Mm. That's not organic. So if you have water with only fluoride, is that tea?
Well, your pineal glands will be closed, so you won't be able to think about that. I don't believe that shit.
That's a tricky one, because I've switched toothpaste. I'm a huge believer in xylitol.
That's that artificial sweetener, right?
No, that's the thing with the sticks.
Yeah.
But my toothpaste still has fluoride.
Uh-huh.
Because I can't...
You don't have strong teeth?
I can't not use fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust... Because I heard the whole, like, you know, charcoal shit.
Mm-hmm.
People really ruin their enamel because...
They're brushing too hard?
No, because charcoal just destroys enamel.
Mm-hmm. Does it really?
Yeah.
Didn't people... Okay.
It's not good for your mouth.
It's not good for...
I see.
It'll whiten your teeth, but it's because it's also...
It's super abrasive.
It's like polishing, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess once in a while you can charcoal it.
Yeah.
Guess, yeah.
But I would rather just use baking soda.
You can also ceramic coat your teeth, but you don't do that.
Hey, Wayne, I need your help this weekend.
But
I'm working.
Fluoride's something that I always had to have.
Yeah. I'll fuck with fluoride.
Fluoride.
He's from Florida. What if fluoride is also from Florida? It wouldn't make a lot of sense.
Would it?
No.
Okay. We're talking about food. What are we going to get, dude? I'm fucking hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, so you are going to get food, huh?
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking...
I'm starving.
Starving. I haven't had dinner.
Yeah. And we also still haven't heard Wayne's irrational fear.
He did. He said heights. Well, I guess that's rational.
It's rational. Irrational means...
No, you know, he said falling.
Yeah.
That's rational.
That's still rational,
yeah,
though.
It's very rational, yeah.
What's one thing that you're afraid of that just literally doesn't make sense?
Oh! Sorry. I just remember one.
Wayne, you need some time to think?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, Wayne doesn't have fears like that. Things are afraid of Wayne.
No, Wayne has fears, but they're entirely rational.
Dig deep, Wayne. The answer is within you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Think about your rational fears. Are you afraid of fire raining from the skies?
That's kind of cool.
Pretty metal, dude.
What about Sasquatch coming? That's another irrational fear. Whenever I'm in a cabin in the woods, I'm scared Sasquatch's going to come and, like, take me.
I give a gun.
What's a gun going to do? He's still going to butt rape me. You're going to have to bleep that out.
No, I'm keeping that in.
So, I don't remember when it was, a long time ago. I heard that there's a possibility of a planet out there where the rain goes from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I thought that was really cool. But now I'm thinking, like, holy shit, that would fucking freak me out. If suddenly I'm walking and rain is hitting my chin because it's coming from the ground. It'd fucking scare the shit out of me.
Well, it'd kind of drown you because it'd go up your nostrils.
Yeah. You could die.
It would literally tickle your balls.
If you're wearing
shorts. I'm wearing pants usually. But
Yeah, but you could still go up.
Fair. Yeah. If it gets wet enough. Yeah.
It's a certain angle. It's like when you're brushing your teeth with a long sleeve. And then it's
That's like the perfect time to pee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Sentient rain?
Yeah. That's an irrational fear.
That's not going to exist.
Well, technically, there are microorganisms in water.
That is true.
But water is not the microorganism.
Yeah, but the microorganism, what if it took over the water?
It's a carrier.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But you have to assume there's more microorganisms coming from the ground than there is in the sky.
Yeah.
So I think groundwater can, or ground rain can actually.
Has higher potential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can just kill you.
Exactly. Just like a bullet up the nose, like, fuck you today.
I'm pretty sure that's how COVID started.
Dude, you know COVID's still around?
Yeah, I heard there was a bunch of cases in India.
Michelle's friend has COVID right now.
Jesus.
Yeah. I have yet to get it, dude.
Me too.
Yeah. Wow. We're all a bunch of fucking squares.
No, dude, I went out. I was out there.
Apparently, you didn't go out hard enough.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit. I was like, all right, if I contract it, I contract it.
Yeah.
And I did it. kinda, like, especially even with Jackie. Jackie was like, we tested every other day when she tested initially positive. And
you're just built different.
Just built different, bro.
Yeah, I mean, even your brother got it. In.
Milk, probably.
Milk? I don't drink milk, though.
That's
it. Tea.
Oh, shit.
It's that herbal shit.
Aaron, you said you
yeah,
you
know, oh yeah, you went oh.
Last year, one of the doves that my mom has escaped from her cage, and a cat scratched the feathers, and the feathers started growing back from the skin.
Oh, okay.
Oh shit, I had it saved too. But it looked like a bunch of spikes. And at first I was like, man, that's kind of weird looking. It looked like goosebumps, except...
Spikes.
Spikes, because that's how feathers grow. And then it became more gnarly and you know, I couldn't look away, and it was just...
Morbidly.
Yeah, and it started really affecting me, like, what the fuck is this shit? And then I think that's the first time I... felt irrational fear, you know, that whole scene
of
shit.
spikes
coming out of your skin,
specifically that. And I thought it was that one thing with the holes. What is that?
Oh, tryptophobia.
Tryptophobia, yeah. And it wasn't that. I took a couple quizzes on that. It wasn't tryptophobia. It was just that specific thing.
Fucking,
that's interesting.
Yeah, you're scared of feathers.
No,
growing feathers.
And like when I look at the image too, it's. Let me see if I can find it.
Like it's fine when you look at it?
No. And I think that's the one time I could actually say, you know, like, okay, I don't understand why I have this shit.
Because
the ceiling shit, like, you know, yeah.
It's weird, I'll give you that. Weird, yeah.
But I can go up there and be fine. You know, strap me up to the ceiling and then I look down.
So what would you do if you bought a house with vaulted ceilings?
You'd unwelcome.
I'd get used to it. I think I just find it unsettling. But I wouldn't call it a fear. But this, I would.
We really should go ghost hunting. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, probably. I mean, do you mean just like a ghost tour? Or do you mean like we lock ourselves? Like ghost adventures, ghost hunting?
Yeah, yeah. I can follow Zach Braff.
If I'm on board with that. Did you just call him Zach Braff?
That's his name, right?
No, that's the actor, dude.
Who am I thinking of? Like, what's the guy?
His name is Zach. I don't remember his last name, but it's definitely not Braff.
Who's Zach Braff?
Zach Braff is, he was in Scrubs.
Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah. That guy. Funny. Yeah, Zach. Just, okay, maybe not full Zach, but, you know, maybe medium Zach.
I don't remember what his last name is.
Baggins.
Yeah, it is.
Nice.
Just fucking pulled that out of nowhere.
I was thinking about Bilbo. I was like,
damn. Yeah, no, I don't know that I'm fully invested in that kind of ghost hunting. I'll go on a ghost tour. I'll go to the Winchester Mystery House kind of stuff, but I don't know that I want to be locked into this, because even if there's not ghosts, I'm fucking creeped out.
That's the point.
It's an abandoned building that I probably shouldn't be in for various health reasons.
Nah, it's okay. Asbestos is good for you. There's signs to back that.
I saw a lot of mesotheliomas in commercials.
Wilford doesn't know what he's talking about. Wait, he's diabetes.
Who?
Wilford Brimley.
Oh.
My name is Wilford Brimley. I got diabetes.
Do you remember there was a long line of like infomercials for things that it was like, it looked like a paste? Like a glue stick almost. And I was like,
head on.
Oh, head on. Yeah. Shaq was on.
Was that just a communal fever dream or was it an actual thing?
I've seen them at CVS, but now I'm doubting myself. Nothing. CVS is also a fever dream.
It was head on.
They had other ones, right?
Yeah.
But that's the one that I remember the most.
Yeah, applied directly to the forehead.
Yeah.
CVS, that's. Yeah, we should go there and see what fucking tomfoolery we can come up with.
I'm still trying to find this feather shit.
Just search growing feathers.
Second communal fever dream. Girls Gone Wild. Is that still a thing?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that it was even a thing to begin with.
You know, that era was a different time, you know, when Spike TV was like on its That's when Spike TV could be on air. Yeah. Speaking of which, 1,000 Ways to Die, great show.
I never really cared for it.
I was young and stupid, so.
Did you ever watch, like, what was it, like, Dynasty Warriors?
The fuck?
Or something like that. That was also on Spike TV. I never really watched it, but I remember a lot of people liked it.
What was the concept of the show?
I don't really remember.
Interesting.
But yeah. Spike TV was an interesting concept because it was supposed to be TV for men.
Right. Right. I mean, they literally had a show called Mansers.
Yeah. I think I figured out why that TV channel failed.
Even men were like,
They were, because they used to host the video game awards. And I want to say in like 2015, the VGAs were, on its neck.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Interesting.
Found it.
That's like old man beard.
Yeah, it's
you know, like
it's weird. Yeah,
yeah. Because old men beards, they just kind of grow weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's disgusting. Never show that to me again.
Yeah, right. It's really bad.
Stop.
That bad.
Something off about it.
It's little grains of rice on its neck.
That's disgusting. Is that what you're supposed to do with birds? Like you're supposed to like
pluck them?
Pluck them.
No, you're supposed to trim their feathers.
This is after a scratch. So a cat scratched it, and it's growing its feathers back.
Yeah, but it looks just like on birds, how you're supposed to groom them, take off those. It looks just like that.
I don't know how to groom
birds.
It's
usually down.
Oh.
Yeah, like the underlying plumes.
Mm-hmm. Plumage. That's a good word.
So what you're saying is that's soft.
Hmm?
So that's, like, if you touched it, that would be soft?
I don't know. I'm not touching that shit.
I'd touch it.
No,
I'd be freaked out immediately, but I'd touch it.
I forget what it's called, too. Yeah, even on its head, like.
Ah, interesting.
Molting, that's what it's called.
It's molting. Oh, no, I don't like it. That just looks like a diseased bird.
What
caused fucking COVID.
I already don't like the word molt or molting.
What about malt?
Malt is okay, but like molten, like molten lava.
Oh, yeah.
Malt's a weird word. More I say it, I'm not convinced it's real. But what?
Would this be an irrational fear? Accidentally drinking molten lava?
Yeah, that's irrational.
Okay, good.
Because what receptacle are you going to have that can hold molten lava in your hand?
Well, remember when Top Gear, he got like that little metal spoon? Essentially that. I probably would be able to tell that it's not for consumption.
Interesting. Okay, the other, so there was a story way back, like maybe like 10 years ago, where there was like this giant pool party and people thought it would be cool to add like a fog effect, so they got a bunch of dry ice. Everyone was out in the pool was basically suffocating because
because of the liquid nitrogen?
No, it's carbon dioxide.
Yeah, so it just rested at the bottom of their lungs and never came out.
Yeah.
It was just a party in Russia. Yeah.
But the girl still survived.
The one whose birthday party it was. Everybody else died.
The one that made the birthday party for her.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I got, I...
See, I don't want to fuck with dry ice ever.
Oh, dude, we have, like, dry ice at work just ready to scoop.
Started buying like a service for meats and proteins essentially, and they gave us dry ice to keep it cool. But then the instructions were to like leave it outside for 72 hours.
Yeah, to like let it like melt or whatever.
And what the fuck are we supposed to do with that? Like, we can't wash it down the drain, we can't put it in the trash. So,
you pour it on some leaves and watch them die.
Yeah, I had to go take it somewhere.
Yeah.
Pedophobia.
Whoa.
The fear of dolls.
I think we all have pedophobia.
Fear of dolls. I've been looking at a list of irrational fears.
Yeah.
It depends on the doll, though.
And I can't find one.
He's just going down all the popular irrational fears, going, you guys are fucking stupid.
Yeah. The fear of peanut butter sticking in the roof of your mouth.
How's that? Who's afraid of that?
Fear of garlic. Fear of long words.
Vampire. Blah, blah, blah.
Fear of stars. Fear of numbers. Fear of reading.
Yeah, I can see
fear of money.
Fear of reading of ideas. Numbers is just a dumb person.
Fear of laugh. Fear of belly buttons. Fear of yellow cars. Fear of freedom.
Oh no, a taxi!
Fear of hair. Fear of number 8. Fear of symmetry. Fear of
Fear of symmetry.
Down. Yeah.
God, they must hate like butterfly exits and stuff.
Or like brutalist architecture.
Fear of gold. Fear of returning home. Fear of beautiful women.
Yeah, I have that one.
Fear of not having a phone. Fear of zombies.
That's rational.
Well, I don't know.
I figured while I was peeing, I had another one come up.
What's up?
I've done psychedelics, right? So my some of my perception of the world is a little changed, right?
Your pineal gland is opened a little bit.
Yeah, so is my other gland. But I'm like, I'm scared that I'll wake up one day and I'll be like 16 years old. And be like, this has all just been a dream. All of this is just...
Yeah, I've felt that before.
Yeah. I'm scared of that because I'd be like, dude, what?
Be kind of tight, though.
It would, but then just like...
Because then you would retain some of your memory, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but it's just like, what was this life I lived?
Okay.
I'm so full.
Not to... I don't know if I should even say it. I might ruin your night.
Do it.
What's to say that hasn't happened already? Because when was the last time you remembered a dream fully? Could have happened already and you just forgot.
I don't remember any dreams.
I had that one recurring dream, but...
What's that?
I would go to the faraway place and feel happy. It was weird. I would go on this like trek, and I would just come to this one place.
Like a Star Trek?
No. Like it was weird. Like I would start at like a river and go up the river through some snowy mountains, and just come to this place.
You described Donner Pass.
Yeah, essentially.
Expansion to the west.
And I would just be at this place where it was like calm and happiness.
I'm weirdly suspicious of you now.
I've been to Donner Pass. I've biked up it.
Led a lot of people to either Oregon or California, so maybe the talk of Oregon's in the works.
Or
I get stabbed constantly in my dreams.
Okay.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Casually, I die a lot of my dreams.
Casually drop that. Is that when you wake up or does your dream keep going?
No, it keeps going.
Interesting. I don't know that I've ever experienced that.
You're just not being stabbed hard enough.
No, like I'll respawn. And pretty much I'll be like, what the fuck?
Did I ever tell you guys about the dream where I was being hunted by someone?
No.
No.
Okay. So.
Oh, that's a fear of mine. I hate being chased. I hate being chased.
That's my favorite.
That's
thing.
Irrational. Because
it,
sure.
It extends to video games too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So when I'd be playing like GTA with them, I'd just be chasing him. I'd be freaking the fuck out.
Stop chasing me. Stop following me. I hate that. Dude. Like, you think a car is following you back
running.
Home.
These colors don't run. Is what I'd rather just deal with the problem head on. If I die, I die.
Exactly.
I'll lose. But I don't.
Man has no fight or flight. It's all fight.
That's why you can't grow feathers.
What?
Aaron's autobiography, 100% fight.
No, what was this dream?
The hunting?
Oh, yeah. So basically, it was me and it was my brother, my sister, Michelle, and I. And we were at a cabin. And it was one of my uncles. Was like, we got a call from our parents, and they're just like, look, he's out to fucking get you guys. You guys need to watch out. Fuck. And we're like, okay, we need to get the fuck out of this cabin because he knows we're here. So then we leave, and we try going to our parents' house. They're not there, and we're like, well, he might think that we're here, so we got to go somewhere he doesn't know. So we go to a safe house. It was just an empty, like, imagine like an abandoned warehouse building. In like just one of the offices.
Imagine already.
Okay.
Yeah.
We walk in and we like board up the door and we're just hanging out there. It's been a couple hours. We're just kind of waiting out. Because in my mind, when it gets to the daytime, he's not after us anymore.
He's
we're good.
Vampire.
We're in the clear.
Yeah. It's only happen at night.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Exactly.
So it's like Sharia law.
It gets like almost crack of dawn, like the sun's about to come out. And we hear a knock on the front door. I'm like, nobody knows we're here. That has to be fucking him. Uh-huh. And he's yelling at us through the door. And
Sammy!
Michelle stays behind. Ali and Jamil were like, we got to go. So they run out some back entrance and like through a fire escape, whatever. They're gone. And for all I know, they could have been got. And I keep telling Michelle, I was like, look, the door is boarded up. It opens inwards. We got wood slats with nails. We're fine. We're safe. We'll wait it out here. And then Michelle's like, I don't think we're safe. We need to leave like Ali and Jamil did. And I'm like, no, we're good. We're fine. And there's a kitchen there for some reason. And there's a block of knives.
Nice.
And I just went over and grabbed the knife and just stood by the door and just waited. And she was like, how's he, like, what if he figures out a way to get in? I was like, how's he going to get in? He's going to come underneath the door? And at that moment, he liquefied.
Yep.
He goes under the door and it's just like a puddle of like brown and a face. And he's like talking to us and he's about to reform and I just walk up and stab the ground a couple times and then we're good. And I wake up and I'm like, what the fuck was that?
I love this. I'm so glad you went there. I was like, what if you liquefied instead? I was like, yo.
What has this uncle done to you?
I don't know. And the weird part is, it wasn't, so in my mind, he was an uncle, but it was actually my dad's uncle. So my grandma's
brother,
yeah.
Who?
A granduncle.
Yeah. I don't know that he even remembers us because he got into an accident when he was younger.
Uh-huh.
So his brain function wasn't fully there. And I think he passed away like maybe 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just randomly like, it was him. Like, for sure it was him. And it was like, how the fuck does he know us?
That's weird. That's weird.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. So that was cool.
I don't know. There's like, I'm pretty sure you have like the boogeyman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The booga booga monster.
We call him Kukui.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've heard that.
Yes.
Kukui. Yeah. It's weird. Everyone has their own collection of like
things that go bump in the night.
Well, what a Kukui looks like.
Uh huh.
Boogeyman. And
I don't know that I've ever had a dream like that.
I don't.
Like the sleep paralysis guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We ain't seen that guy.
That's Kukui for some people.
You get sleep paralysis, right?
I had it once.
In Taiwan, right?
Yeah.
That was a demon, bro.
Yeah, it was the worst thing ever.
I've never experienced it.
Yeah.
Hope to God I don't.
That could be an irrational
fear. Less than 10 times. But it wasn't something that, like, I got traumatized by.
Mm-hmm.
The last one was scary, and it was the last time it happened. But Jackie gets them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was to a point where her cat, when she was living by with her parents, she was experiencing sleep paralysis, and then Symphony, her cat, climbed up our chest, dead, looked at her dead straight in the eyes, and then her pupils dilated.
Oh, shit.
And she couldn't do anything. She's like, she was absorbing that demon or something.
Mm-hmm.
So she hasn't had it since. So
interesting. Yeah, when Michelle's dog passed away, she would have dreams of him like walking all over her.
Mm.
But then she does have regular sleep paralysis dreams or sleep paralysis dreams.
Oh man,
she has them pretty regularly too, which is. Sucks.
Is it possible to wake someone up from that?
I don't know.
Because technically, you won't know.
Bro, if I saw somebody sleeping with their eyes open, I'm not waking them up. I'd be like, you can suffer, but...
Because aren't your eyes closed?
I think they're open. Because I think it's what it is, your eyes are open, but your body's still...
Dreaming.
Dreaming, yeah.
And then he comes closer and closer.
Hey, don't listen to this episode before you go to sleep.
It's a little late for that, isn't it?
I don't know if... I mean, I think your eyes can be open, but I also think that... Your eyes can be closed and you're dreaming of yourself.
Mm, fair.
Like how you would see yourself. Yeah.
In your room. Because you would know your room, right?
Yeah, you know your room.
Pretty sure Michelle's been abducted by aliens. That was a fucking sentence.
Yeah, I was having trouble with the whole... explaining what Jackie was going through.
During sleep paralysis, you may feel awake, but cannot move, speak, or open your eyes.
Okay, so they are closed.
Okay, can we circle back to abducted by aliens?
Yeah, she's told me she's had a couple times in sleep paralysis where she's just floating above her bed.
You know, okay.
That so sounds like a dream.
Sleep paralysis is very close to lucid dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
So they say if you're an active lucid dreamer, that the hangover effect, mm-hmm. is a sleep paralysis.
Interesting. I should ask her about lucid dreams. I've always wanted to have one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then... if she's floating, above her bed, that's astral projection.
Yeah. Well, no, it's only astral projection if you turn around and you can see your body.
Yeah, but we don't know. She could have just not turned around.
Mm, that's true. You guys want to try that?
How?
Well, we all get a room and we'll all sleep together.
Nope. I'm out immediately.
I slept in Sammy's room.
Yeah, but not with me.
Yeah. Oh, not in the same bed.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I was on the floor. Floor.
We'll get four separate breads, right?
Breads.
Yeah, I'll get a sourdough.
I'm more of a baguette kind of guy.
Hey, whatever.
French roll. I could sleep in a French roll.
Oh, yeah, they're warm.
A marbled rye.
Mm.
I have to go.
You'd sleep on a marble rye. It doesn't look comfortable.
No, it's because it's like different textures. Mm-hmm. It's nice. The contrast. You know, like you need the cool and the hot.
Mm-hmm. I imagine marble rye a lot like sleeping on a spring mattress, mm-hmm. whereas like a French roll or like a baguette is like a memory foam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kinda, I would see that.
Yeah. Any sliced bread has to be like spring.
Yeah, because it's got the holes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's spongy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a mat.
What?
Or a mat, like a sleeping mat.
Oh, that's just some pita or roti, bro.
Yeah. Flatbread.
Mm-hmm.
I could sleep in a naan.
Naan, yeah. Yeah.
That's a bean bag.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
It's like a half comfort or half bean bag.
Yeah. Damn. A comfort bag.
Wouldn't that just be a sleeping bag?
Yes, except...
With a bit more down, substance.
Yeah, it would be more substance.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. I'd sleep on a naan, yeah. So anyways, do you guys want to try astral praying together? Praying? Playing?
Yeah, we'll get to research and we'll figure out a way. All right, we should probably wrap this up. We've gone down a lot of different paths. Thank you guys for listening to Last Call Garage Season 6, Episode 6. Tune in for 3 more episodes. It's going to be a special episode.
Nice.
6 9.
Yeah.
I've been Samir, Aaron, Wayne,
Arvin.
Go ahead and follow us on Instagram, Last Call Garage. In that Instagram bio is a Discord. You can join that Discord. We're here to talk to you guys 24/7. Let us know what you want to hear from us. If you don't have Discord, you can shoot us an email, lastcallgarage@gmail.com. Let us know. Topic suggestions, criticisms. Just let us know what you want to hear, basically. Leave us 5 out of 5 stars anywhere you listen to us. Arvin just tried astral projecting. It didn't work. Yeah, leave us 5 out of 5 stars. Write something nice about us. Wherever you listen to us, there's an option to do it. Please do it and share it with your friends. And we'd love to hear from you guys. Good night.
Good night.
Belgium.